Last night, the Carolina Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup and were crowned champions of the NHL. Commentator John McCann has a confession to make. Even though he's an avid hoops fan and Carolina is basketball country, he recently went to a Hurricanes hockey game and something strange happened. He found out he liked it.
Not knowing what to expect at my first hockey match, I grabbed the same big puffy coat that I was wearing back in January. My wife was like, "John, don't you take that coat." Hey, I'm cold-natured. What can I say? But I guess I would have looked mighty stupid walking across the parking lot in May with that big giant coat. I still stuffed a stocking cap in my back pocket, though, and toted a sweater, too. Turns out it was right chilly in the RBC Center, even with the body heat generated by an animated sellout crowd of 18,730. Sure wasn't a whole lot of black folks in there. And this wasn't just any hockey game. It was the NHL playoffs. Now, don't you sit there and act like I'm the only one who finds it strange that we're talking about a Stanley Cup here on Tobacco Road. See, we play basketball around here. Hockey? Man, I can barely roller skate. So my thinking had been, ain't no way in the world I'm going to try to put on some skates and walk around with some metal blades on the bottom of my feet. But isn't that why racism still exists? Isn't that why our ignorance gets the best of us? Because we don't give stuff a chance. Like tofu. I mean, have you ever even tried the stuff? Ever even really given it a chance? Bruh, it's good. I mean, I go to this Chinese place and this is about hockey. So scratch your tofu. Let me tell you about the beer. Man, these folks in the RBC Center drank a lot of beer. And not only is the brew on ice, but so is the action. These wild men with big beards on skates who are at the same time quite graceful. Couldn't tell you what I was watching. Didn't really know what was going on, but it was fast and fierce, and hockey's back and forth like tennis, and the main object gets smacked around with a stick like golf, and there's not much scoring, like the NBA's woeful New York Knicks. Now, when there was a score, the crowd went absolutely bananas. I mean, there were all these Carolina Hurricanes fans adorned in team jerseys, and they were reveling right along with the blast of a horn that sounded like a tugboat. At which point, former pro wrestling champ Nature Boy Ric Flair shows up on the Jumbotron with his trademark, "Woo!" And the Hurricanes fans responded, "Woo!" Now, unlike basketball, hockey goals come few and far between. That must explain the excitement. Either that or it's all the beer these fans are putting down. Good gracious, seems like even the little babies in there had Bud Light in their sippy cups. Now, when you're around the water cooler at work and want to look smart if you've got one of those bosses who likes hockey, all you got to do is ask, "What do you think about the power play?" Now just say that and shut up, and everybody will think you know what you're talking about. But see, it's all about exposure and giving stuff a chance. I mean, take golf, for instance. I used to think it was the dumbest, most boring thing in the world. But lo and behold, I learned the rules by playing golf on a Nintendo video game, for crying out loud. But see, now I'm more inclined to watch Tiger Woods and all those cats on TV. It's the same thing with hockey, and hopefully the same thing with life in general as we give stuff a chance, give each other a chance, and refuse to allow our ignorance to make us abhor the unknown. Which doesn't mean I have to go out and get season tickets for the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, hockey's fine and all, but it sure ain't the NBA.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.